payoff pitch. The runners stay. Pitch hit high, hit deep to left. Bay goes back. Track, wall, it is gone! Jan Gould sets off another home plate mobbing. A game winning 3-run homer to the bleachers in left. A third walk-off win in this series. And one of the most incredible games you will ever see. The Indians have beaten the Mariners by a score of 10-8.
Now, I'm trying to figure out how much that will cost Community West Foundation, because it once again, Community West Foundation is taking part in the Blast for Kids. With every home run, money heads over to the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County. And to join us to talk a little bit about that is Sandy Domain with the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County. Thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And also with us, the partnership that's been developed between the Boys and Girls Club as well and is CenturyLink, we have Jonette Romero.
Thanks. Good morning.
Coming in. Yeah, this is for the Community West Foundation donating the money to the Boys and Girls Club for every home run the Indians hit during the season. They'll get $100, $500 for every grand slam. And new this year is for every walk-off home run, they will donate a $500, which I guess would indicate the one that Yan Gomes just hit from last year, if it happens again this year. And if it's a walk-off grand slam, $1,000 going to the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County. I guess you can use that money, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. The money last year went to fund our sports program. This year, again, we're going to utilize the money to fund our sports program throughout the summer and the fall months. The Boys and Girls Club is celebrating its 15th year this year, and we are serving over 700 kids a day throughout Lorain County. Our mainstays are Lorain, Elyria, and Oberlin, and we help kids after school support their education, health and wellness, and character and leadership development.
Now, Oberlin was the first site, if I'm not correct.
That is correct.
So that was the one that started 15 years ago.
That is correct. Our executive director, Michael Conabear, who's been with the organization for over 20-plus years, let's just say, has been responsible for spearheading, along with Bobby Taylor, our director of operations, our organization throughout Lorain County.
Sandy, what kind of sports programs? Do kids still like to play baseball?
Oh, absolutely. They love baseball, they love golf, they love football, and we also have a soccer program. And with Fox Creek, we have a golf program.
Okay, so a lot of different sports, depending on what kids like. Some have the team sport aspect, otherwise individuals. And there's always sports. I remember in school they talked about learn a sport that's not always a team sport, because as you get older, it's hard to find eight other guys to go out on the ball field. But if you learn to bowl or play golf, these are things that you can do as an individual and carry through your life, too.
Right. And sports is a big theme throughout the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County. But the one thing I do want to mention, too, is we also support the arts. We have an arts program through Oberlin College, and we also have a dance program.
Sounds good.
So everything for all kids.
Sure. And we have with us this morning also Jonette Romero with CenturyLink. You've partnered with the Boys and Girls Club. Why is it important for a company like yours to get into an organization like the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County?
Well, the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County has been something that CenturyLink has supported since the very beginning. I can't believe it's been 15 years. They've just really shown a lot of leadership, and particularly under Mike's direction. He's done a lot of very good things with the youth. He's expanded considerably across Lorain County, touching a lot of youth. And the culture of CenturyLink has always been to give back to the community. So Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County, you're touching the youth, you're impacting, you're having great impact on them. So it's just been a program and an organization that has really benefited a lot of the youth. We continue to give back because they continue to expand their programs. And this year we had an opportunity to work together and have a partnership that will continue throughout the year, and we're really excited about that.
What kind of things will come out of this partnership, do you see?
Well, you know, there's a variety of events that we're going to be doing this year. I think we've got a celebration of success. We've got leadership programs. We'll be down at the ball field celebrating Indians. And a lot of that comes back to the youth in Lorain County.
Yep. And we want to also make sure that we thank the Community West Foundation, because without them, this whole partnership would not exist. as well as WELL. So thank you to them as well as CenturyLink.
Sure. And we are proud to be a part of this, and it seems to be a nice fit, and it was kind of fun last year. Last year, $19,000 were raised with the Blast for Kids, tying in with the home runs. And you mentioned that goes into the sports program. So I guess they're in for a pretty good sports season this year at Boys and Girls Clubs.
We're hopeful, yeah.
That sounds great. When you get something like a company like CenturyLink involved, do you get employees active in something like this? Does it happen at just a corporate level, or how do you get the whole company excited about this partnership?
Well, the one thing about CenturyLink is that we're very locally driven. We're locally managed. So those employees that are in this serving area are all involved. There's a number of events that will happen throughout this partnership this year. And we have those people who will be attending these events, will be going down to the ball games. It's something that we do throughout the year at a number of organizations. We have volunteer organizations, we have community relations teams, and those teams volunteer at a lot of organizations and nonprofits, and we'll be doing the same thing with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Lorain County this year.
Sounds really good. It's a good partnership, a good mix. It's businesses. You talk about the employees that live here, work here, and the benefit that Boys and Girls Clubs brings to the community. Even if you do not have somebody in Boys and Girls Club, it benefits the community because of all the programs they offer to kids that may need a little help during their youth time.
Correct. And that's the biggest part, is the kids. Everything that we do, our mission is kid-driven. We are trying to better our community, better our kids, so that when they grow up, they're responsible youth.
Jeanette, besides the partnership with the Boys and Girls Club, what else is new at CenturyLink?
Well, one of the most exciting things about CenturyLink is the growth that we've had over the last probably 5 years. Thank you for asking, because we are a global company now. Actually, we are a leader in cloud infrastructure and data networks. We have a global fiber network. We offer data services. So when you talk about the cloud, we have over 55 data centers across the United States. So we go from California all the way to the East Coast, and we can provide services across the entire state of Ohio. So I've been doing a bit of traveling, talking to people who we have offices in downtown Cleveland, in Terminal Tower, in Independence, in Columbus, in Cincinnati. So there is a lot of growth happening with the company. We are the third largest telecommunications company in the United States. But, it always goes back to, we're very locally driven, locally managed. We make our decisions about the organizations that are important to us in our communities. And Boys and Girls Club is one of those that we continue to support because they do good things.
And, of course, the Indians going pretty well so far. I think we had maybe a home run or two. It's starting just up. Again, it's the Blast for Kids, Community West Foundation, along with WEOL, and now with the help from CenturyLink as well. With the home runs hit and money gets put to the Boys and Girls Club, as you mentioned, a lot of good use coming out of it. And you're always looking for volunteers, I suppose, for helping out in the Boys and Girls Club, because not only do you have paid people that work out, but it's really driven by a lot of volunteers, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have we need volunteers to help with after school with reading. We need volunteers to help with our special events. And we also need volunteers to help. We've got a food program where we give out food the third Thursday of every month. And those locations that definitely need help are in South Lorain, our Oakwood Plaza location, our Oberlin location, and our location here in Elyria.
Sounds good. Sandy Domain with the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County. Also, Jeanette Romero with CenturyLink. Thank you for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.